Good morning. I'm John Sleggers. The Plymouth County Board of Supervisors meets today. On their agenda this morning is action on a memorandum of understanding with Sioux Rivers Mental Health concerning information technology. They'll also consider approval of an ethanol urban renewal annual report to the board. And later this morning, the supervisors will hold a consultation with the City of Remsen and three school districts concerning the Plymouth County wind ethanol urban renewal area that affects these entities. Three people were injured Monday morning in a one-vehicle rollover accident in northern Sioux County. That sheriff's office was notified of the accident around 7:45 a.m., 5 miles northeast of Rock Valley. A car driven by 15-year-old Carly Lang of Dune was southbound on Garfield. Then she lost control of the vehicle. It entered the ditch and rolled. Lang and two passengers were transported to Hague Medical Center for treatment of injuries. Lang was cited for failure to maintain control of the vehicle. A Haywarden man was sentenced Monday to prison for inappropriate actions with a child. 63-year-old Robert Sheafin was brought into the Haywarden Police Department by a family member on May 17. Sheafin admitted to his involvement with a minor victim. Authorities later learned that the suspect had previously been found guilty of indecent contact with a child and willful injury back in 1999, but Sheafin had been released from the state sex offender registry. In a plea agreement, Sheafin agreed to plead guilty to lascivious acts with a child. He'll be sent to prison for a period not to exceed 5 years and then be placed on probation for 10 years. He'll also be placed in the sex offender registry for life. Iowa Senator Joni Ernst says the Republican Party has to scale back a bloated government and recalibrate U.S. foreign policy. Ernst spoke last week in California. She was invited by the Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation to define what it means to be a Republican and what principles are paramount for the party in the future. Ernst says even the smallest change in the federal bureaucracy is a challenge, and she criticized the Democratic Party for establishing new entitlement programs and tax credits for electric vehicles. As for the GOP's approach to foreign policy, Ernst says chaos reigns in the world, and the U.S. should pursue Ronald Reagan's doctrine of peace through strength.
I believe in America first, always, but never America alone. Forging strong partnerships and allied networks are essential to America's security and prosperity.
Ernst is among current and former Republican office holders who've been invited to speak at the Reagan Presidential Library as part of its Time for Choosing series. Mike Franken, the Democrat running against Republican Senator Chuck Grassley, says the top secret documents that wound up at former President Trump's Florida residence shouldn't have left the White House. Franken is a retired Navy admiral who still has a security clearance due to recent work for a defense contractor. Franken says human intelligence is vital to national security, and the sloppy handling of the material is troubling. Witnesses say Trump was keeping other highly sensitive records in Florida. During a speech Sunday, Senator Chuck Grassley said FBI agents have shown political bias.
You look at their social media, you know they're extreme Democrats, and they were in a position to make a choice of we're going to start an investigation of Trump based on fuzzy newspaper stories. And they stopped an investigation, Hunter Biden.
Grassley says the search of Trump's property is disturbing and erodes confidence in the FBI. And as fall approaches, there are already reports of people finding bats in their homes. The deputy director of Siouxland Health, Tyler Brock, says bats can be scary to some, and they also bring a worry about rabies. But you don't get rabies just by being in the same room as a bat. You'd have to be bitten or scratched. If you are bitten, it is important to have the animal tested. There's a series of vaccines, and Brock says it takes 1 or 2 days to get the test results. That's KLEM News. I'm John Sleggers.